The title of the message this morning is Sin, Sins, and Sinners. Sin, Sins, and Sinners, taken from 1 John chapter 1. Are you a sinner? Are you a sinner? If not, God's Word, the Bible, has nothing to say to you, and there is no hope for you. Scripture says, Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. When he was born, God sent the angels to announce his birth and said, call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. In 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10, it says, God's word says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar, and His word is not in us. Now, it says in verse 8 and verse 10, if we say we have no sin, if we say we have not sinned. Now, it's easy to say something. Talk is cheap, the old saying goes. But because we say something, that does not mean it is so. Only what God says is absolute truth, not what we say, what man says. Don't believe everything you hear. Scripture says, let God be true and every man a liar. Now, verse 8 says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth, God's word of truth, is not in us. There's no light in us. There's no knowledge. There's no understanding. We don't know the truth. It's not in us. We don't know God, who is true. We don't know the truth about ourselves. We are blind to ourselves, to the truth. We're deaf. We haven't heard. And we're dead, Scripture says, of some, they're dead in trespasses and sin. Now, if we say we have no sin, no sin. One time my father, who was a preacher for many years, he went to talk to a man who was on his deathbed. The man's wife asked my father to come speak to her husband who was dying on his deathbed. He never came to the services. He didn't have any interest in the gospel, didn't need God. So Dad went at the request of this lady he knew, and he went to talk to this man. He opened up, he took his Bible with him, and he opened up his Bible and began to read from 1 Timothy 1:15. This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. He began to talk about sin. The man stopped him and said, hold on a minute. He said, I'm no sinner. I'm not that bad. I'm not a sinner. Well, my dad closed his Bible and got up and started to walk out. He said, I have nothing more to say to you. And the man said, wait a minute. And Dad said, no, I have nothing to say to you. This Bible only has something to say to sinners. Are you a sinner? Not that you used to be, but are you now? Same thing similar happened to me one time with a different outcome. I was asked by a member of this church whose husband was dying. He never came. He never attended. Her husband was dying. I went to see this man on his deathbed. And one of the first things I asked him was, and I called his name, I said, what do you think about yourself? How do you feel about yourself? And he said, I'm no good. I haven't been any good to anybody. Been a bad man, been a bad husband, and on he went. Well, I said to that man, then there's hope for you. I've got good news for you. Christ came to save sinners. He said, the well need not a physician, but they that are sick. He said, I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And someone may say, well, I used to be a sinner, but now I'm a saint. I'm a Christian now. I used to be this. I used to do that. But now I'm a saint, a Christian. Then you deceive yourself, and the truth is not in you. This says, if we say we have no sin, present tense, we deceive ourselves. The truth's not in us. We're calling God a liar. You don't know the truth. You don't know God. You don't know yourself. Now, there's two things this is talking about here. If we say we have no sin, this is talking about original sin. That is the sin of Adam, the first man, that was passed on to all his seed, the sons of Adam, human beings. And then it's talking about our own personal sin. If we say we have not the sin of Adam, in Adam, Scripture says, all die, born in sin. All human beings are born in sin. David said it, in sin, my mother conceived me in sin. He said, I was brought forth from the womb speaking lies. Now, that's what God's Word said. Somebody says, that's just not fair. I shouldn't be held accountable for Adam's sin. You're not. You're held accountable for your own. But the fact is, we all come into this world as sinners. Sinners. Romans 5, I read to you, listen to me, or turn with me to Romans 5. It says in verse 12, this is the Word of God, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. That's what the Scripture said. Listen to verse 14. Death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude, after the willful, disobedient sin of Adam and Eve. All die, he said, because we're sinners. Verse 17 says, by one man's offense, death reigned by one. Verse 18, by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. That's what the Word of God said. And someone says, well, I don't like that. I don't want to be held accountable for Adam's sin. Well, as I said, you're not. You're held accountable for your own. But the fact is, we're born in sin. That's why we die. That's why we die. Sin. That's the result of, and we're all born that way. And if left alone, we'll be consumed by it. If any man say he hath not sin, that sin of Adam in him, and the seed of any sin in him, and hath not sinned, verse 10, we have no sin. That is our own original sin, personal sin. In me, my sin. Romans chapter 1 talks about the unbelieving world, those who have no belief in God. And it clearly says in Romans 1, verse 21, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, vain in their imagination. They don't believe God. The fool has said no God. They profess themselves wise, but they're fools. That's what Romans 1 is talking about. Verse 25 says, change the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than a creator. That's those who don't believe there's a creator, don't believe there's a God. It says, God gave them over, verse 26, gave them over to vile affection. And he talks about homosexuality and just sins, all manner of sins that are rampant in mankind throughout the world. Very clear. Verse 29, filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, envy, murder, debate, malignity, whisperers, deceit, backbiters, hate God, disobedient to parent, proud, boasters, and on it goes. That's the unbelieving world. That's clear. That's clear. But chapter 2. Romans chapter 2 talks about the religious world, professing believers. And it says, now we're sure the judgment of God is according to truth against those that commit such things that we just mentioned. But he says, now, O man that judges them that do such thing, and you do the same, shall you escape the judgment of God? He said, I don't do these things. Hold on. Look at verse 21. He says, you're an instructor of the foolish, a teacher. You have a form of knowledge, the truth of the law, and you teach others. Do you teach yourself? Do you preach that a man should not steal? Do you steal? So I've never stolen anything in my life. Hold on. You're making God a liar, and the truth's not in you. To covet is to steal. To covet is to steal. To think it, to want it, to envy it, to want it for yourself, to think about it, you're guilty. You're guilty. guilty. Our Lord, in His Sermon on the Mount, says, if you look on a woman with lust, if you look on a man, you're guilty. You've done it. You've committed adultery. He said, if you're angry, if you hate, you've killed them. You've murdered them. Only the grace of God kept you from it. Chapter 3 of Romans says this in verse 9. Are we better? Paul, a Jew, who was a Pharisee and thought he was blameless, righteous, moral. He said, are we better than the Gentile? No, in no wise. He says, there's all under sin. Verse 10, none righteous. No, not one. None righteous. No, not one. That's what God's Word said. Now, the Scriptures does talk about the just. Scriptures does talk about the righteous. Scriptures even calls a man like Lot just, that just man. Vexed his righteous soul. Wait a minute, Lot lived in Sodom. He was a sinner. Yes, all are. But God, Romans 3 says in verse 20, by the deeds of the law, no flesh justified in his sight. By the law is the knowledge of sin. All the law says in verse 19 is you're guilty. Somebody said, oh, I don't know. Here's one thing I know. You better keep those Ten Commandments. Well, we don't. You don't. You never have. Because God requires perfection in thought, word, and deed. And He says there's none righteous. Now, in Romans 3 it says, but now the righteousness of God without the law, without us keeping the law, is manifested, revealed, witnessed by the law and the prophet. It is the righteousness of God by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all that believe. There's no difference. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ. It talks about being made righteous, righteousness imputed, the righteousness of God by the faith or faithfulness, the life, the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we're made righteous. The perfect life, the perfect obedience of Jesus Christ to the God's law in thought, word, and deed. Love for God with all His mind, heart, soul, and strength. Imputed, that righteousness is imputed, charged, and reckoned to all who believe. And that is by His grace. You don't just decide to. Nobody convinces you to. God gives you that faith. God convicts of sin, and you confess those sins. And you admit to those sins. And you say, I am sin. I have sinned. I do sin. And I will sin. But there is forgiveness with God. Do you understand this? If we confess our sins, He said, He's faithful and just. Faithful. He will forgive all who confess in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's one mediator, one intercessor, one name, one person, one counselor. Don't go to a Christian counselor. Go to Christ Himself. Don't go to that priest in a booth. Go to the high priest, the Holy Son of God in heaven itself. He's the only one that can forgive. If we confess our sins, what sins? All sins. We're guilty of all of them. In thought, in word, if not in deed. And He's faithful. Oh, if any man say, we have not sinned. We have no sin. You're calling God a liar. But if any confess, God will forgive them through Christ our Lord. Amen.